And welcome to another edition of Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. A week goes so quickly, but I'm back with lots of great tunes. And one of the fun things during my week is sitting down and sorting out what I'm going to play for you. It's always a great privilege, so good to have your company. We're going to hear from the Apples in Stereo. We're going to hear from a record that I always remember. And this was the first time I realised I had too many tracks in my collection. Where, I'll tell you a story a little bit later. It's a group called Surreal Estate out of Liverpool. And I had somebody recently write to me about them. And I'd forgotten who they were, clicked on the link and went, that album. I have a funny story about that album. So now I've forgotten who sent it to me. So if you sent me a story about Surreal Estate, I do apologise. It was because we were speaking about Shaq from the other week. Anyway, we'll dive into an obscure little label out of Sweden, H. Lime Records, or Harry Lime Records, I think it really stood for. We'll hear a couple of the groups from that. We'll hear from Ween. Yes, as I said, we expand. Open the door to all those who jangle with their guitars. And let's start with a group that I played a couple of weeks ago on the program. I told sort of a scoffing story of how I used to buy records with a mate of mine, and I was the first one to get to this particular copy of the Brilliant Corners Fruit Machine EP. The main chap behind that is a guy called Davey Woodward. And over the years, he's continued to make great music. With the experimental pop band, the Winter Orphans, and as well, his most latest effort is under the name Karen. Here's a track that was recorded towards the end of June and sounds nice and fresh. From Karen, this is Carrier Bag.
We'll be right back. doesn't care. And you blame yourself. Is it your clothes or is it your hair? And you try to understand her. Well, look at you now. You were the boy who needed a lucid case. Look at you now. I can't look at you now. Oh, she's much smarter than you. You are a fool to think she'll ever come to you.
Sounds of indie pop out of the UK from the middle of the 80s, a group that signed to the Subway organisation and released an absolutely cracking album called Kettle that is full of intense, jangly energy. That song from the Chesterfields showing their sort of slower side, although that album sort of got a few gear changes throughout the middle of it. Of course, I played a track from Karen called Carrier Bag. I thought I'd keep the luggage sort of ideology going, and I played for you the track The Boy Who Sold His Suitcase from the Chesterfields. They released another album after that killer release, Kettle, but they started to sort of muck around with synths a little more. And in 2016, they played again. So one of the interesting things, a lot of the groups of that mid-80s period, and I think I've said this before, were absolutely, you know, roasted by the press at the time, NME, Melody Maker. But it's interesting how a lot of those groups have continued, whether it be just even for a couple of gigs, or in some cases like the Wolfhounds, as I mentioned in the last episode, have continued on. So really good to see. And of course, you know, some of the other bands like McCarthy have, out of the ashes of that group, rose the mighty Stereo Lab. So, you know, a lot of great talent, creative talent, was coming out of the UK in that mid-80s period. This is Chimes, program that explores and joins the dots between the history of guitar, great guitar music, but with a particular bent, with a particular jangly feel to it. Now, this next bloke, I don't know much about him, and particularly when you go to his Bandcamp site and it says everything bagel with scallion cream cheese. Not the best descriptor of what you're going to hear. I sort of stumbled across it. The music of J.W. Francis, who creates really beautiful bedroom pop that's got, I guess, a slight Mac DeMarco kind of feel to it. Really catchy music. He's got about seven single tracks just up on his Bandcamp site. This one is from January in this year. It's called Is That The One? But I would recommend you have a listen to all of the works of J.W. Francis. It's really great pop music. Hope you like it.
I can't believe it.
From 2013, that one. The music of Alex Bleeker and the Freaks. The release, second album for Alex under that name, that came out on the Mighty Woodcyst imprint. And I played for you the track Rhythm Shakers. Alex Bleeker's first album was basically him and Real Estate backing him up. And I think that was The Freaks, which I think rolled over into that second album. He's recently issued some of the music that he's sort of been pushing towards in these last few years, a deep love of outlaw country music, and a little six-track EP is up on his Bandcamp page. But I wanted to play that. You can hear sort of country-esque tones coming through in his sounds. But from that album, How Far Away, Rhythm Shakers, really great track. Paired that up with J.W. Francis, who's been really involved in the New York music scene, writes a blog and promotes a lot of gigs and produces music, and his sound is really, really good. I recommend it too. It says here, if you buy his music from Bandcamp, he'll make the time to give you a handwritten note because that's how much I'll love you. Well, I must admit I didn't get mine in the post, but that's all right. It's the music is worth it alone, J.W. Francis. This is Chimes, brought to you by the Community Radio Network around the country and heard first on the mighty 2SER in Sydney. Are you a fan of Ween? I am. They can divide people, I have to say. This is a track I wanted to play for you because it just came up in a mix I was listening to the other day. And often I wonder how I can get some of my favourite music that doesn't quite fit the styling of what I want to represent on Chimes. But this absolutely delivers. It's from their sixth studio album called The Mollusk, which apparently was a direct influence on SpongeBob SquarePants. Amazing. From Ween's The Mollusk, this one, just a cracking, very short little tune. This is Ocean Man.
Ocean Man.
There's something sweet and something deep about falling off the wagon. There beneath my own 2 feet, shadow that I'm always dragging. The fox says sweet, there will be.
This is Chimes, heard right around the country and on 2SER. Depends where you're listening. It's good to have your company. I don't mind where you're listening. Just good to know that you're there with me, bringing you the best in guitar music. I want to say a big apology to Pete Marley, who you just heard his music then. He's one half of the excellent Nature Strip, who we have played on the program before. But Pete got in touch probably over a month ago and said, look, I've got this great new album. I'd love you to hear it, under the name Marveline. I said, would love to hear it. Well, it's taken me forever to get it on the show. And so, Pete, I am sorry. That's been the case. But I guess this is the problem, you know, and it's not a bad problem. There's just a lot of music that comes out, so much great music. And it's a matter of sort of fitting it all together. This latest effort from Pete is called Savory Toothed Tiger. And it's just really chock full of really fantastic pop music. But it, you know, I guess it displays Pete's great love of the musical timeline, because there's quite a bit of variety in the stylings of what you'll hear on it. He even says you'll hear everything from the electronic flourishes you might hear with the National or Radiohead, right through to the more powerful pop of Swerve Driver or Even. Check out the whole album, as I said, because it's one I've really been enjoying listening to when I finally got around to doing so. Another perfect day from Marveline. We started with the music of Ween and Ocean Man. Just so good, so quirky and wonderful. And if you're unfamiliar with their earlier albums or any of their albums, I'd start out with their release Chocolate and Cheese. It's an interesting one. This is Chimes. In just a moment, I'm going to give you a really good dose of power pop.
2SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Loving what you're hearing? Make a donation to keep it coming. Go to 2ser.com/support and click that donate button. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Now we're off to a great dose of power pop by a guy by the name of Nick Pionti, who has just released a new album. It's his first with a backing band. He's released four solo albums since 2013. And it's this new one's under the name of Nick Pionti and the Complicated Men. He started making music when he was 12 years old. and started writing songs pretty much after that. And the guitar is his instrument. He loves it big, loud, brash, but full of pop nuggets, hooks that'll get under your skin. This album, as I said, I had a quick listen to it and I've really, really enjoyed it. But this track stood out for me and I wanted to share it with you, as I do love my power pop. This is Every High from Nick Piunti and The Complicated Men. It's funny when you have a pop band that you really love and somehow it weaves its way into the everyday consciousness. I speak of Apples in Stereo in the sense that for a band that started out with an obscure little collective out of the US called the Elephant Six Collective, featuring bands like Neutral Milk Hotel, Olivia Tremor Control of Montreal. I mean, these aren't obscure bands in a sense, but they're sort of not, you know, top 40. Everyone knows who they are. But I would say that many, many people throughout the noughties were aware of the music of Apples in Stereo for the use by an energy company of their track Energy, which is such a killer song. And so it was really weird for me to hear that on the telly. It's a bit like hearing Kev Morby's Harlem River running through Target ads. That just about blew my head off the first time I heard that. Anyway, from the Apples in Stereo and an album that came out in 96 that I just think is chock full of so many great pop songs, Tone Soul Evolution is the name of it, and I kind of have about two or three songs that I just play over and over, one of them being Shine a Light for being pure pop perfection in my mind. But I forced myself to play something else from that album, but please check out the album because it's really, really fantastic. I played for you Silver Chain from the Apples in Stereo. Prior to that, I hope you like that, from Nick Piunti and the Complicated Men. Really great track, Every High is the name of the track, but as I mentioned, he's got a brand new album that has just recently popped out. You can find it in a digital form. If you want to buy it as a CD, you can, but the postage will be knock your socks off, probably more expensive than the release itself. But do it if you want. Came out May this year. Downtime is the name of the release. Now, next up, this is a track I'm going to dedicate it to Stefan. From WA, who got in touch a few weeks ago and said how much he enjoyed hearing Mr. Right and didn't know much about him. Well, I'm going to play you another track from Mr. Right, but with his original band. This is a release from 1988. He released music under the name of Always. Kevin wrote all the tunes, and the album that came out on the Cherry Red a subsidiary label called L is called Thames Valley Leather Club. And this second track from it is one of my favourites. Hope you like it. From Always, this is My Honeymoon Hell.
It came to pass that you came along here, and I'd never been here before. I booked a hotel, I thought I could tell you waiting for the start of the war. Just became a part of my dream
to love you.
Just became your mystic thing
to love you.
Like lovers on the silver screen.
I love you.
Do I really, really mean
I love you?
Never in a million, no, never in a million years. No, I don't know why the birds won't sing. The reason or lack of heart. I'll never know why people like me don't win. She plays with me and pulls me apart. Everything's how it should be. They're playing a song. Yeah, I was full of good intentions on my honeymoon in hell. But how on earth was I supposed to know? How on earth could I tell? But you've just become something to believe in.
I know it.
I believe anything that you say.
You show it.
You bleed yourself till it really hurts.
I know it.
If you believe that this really works,
then show it.
Never in a million, no, never in a million years. No, I don't know why the birds won't sing. It's a reason or a lack of heart. I'll never know why people like me don't wait. But I got married for her star. Everything's how it should be.
They're playing our song.
In this hotel, my honeymoon in hell. Big fridge, invite your man around for a
little treasure, and I'll put you out of my misery. To always be for someone hiding their heart. My obsession will never end. Just believe me till we part. Someone really needs a friend. Everything's how it should be, then everything's gone.
couple of more obscure English jangly tracks there. I say obscure, just that there's not a lot written about them and they don't get aired a lot, which is a bit of a shame. Funny story about this particular group I shared with you. Now, someone got in touch after I played Shaq and had mentioned some of the great bands out of Liverpool, and they said, what about this one? And sent me a YouTube link to a band called Surreal Estate. Why is that funny? Well, I remember I bought that LP, and I'm pretty sure I got it in Ashwood's record store in Sydney. For those of you outside of Sydney, it was a secondhand store where you went in and you had to spend half a day and you came out with your fingers stained with dust and dirt and grime, but you found some absolute killer records. Nothing was ever put in the right place. It was all over the shop and you just had to sort of dig around. You know, you'd spend hours going through the classical section and you'd find some jangly pop classic is the best way of putting it. Anyway, so that's where I found my, I think, 50-cent copy of Surreal Estate. Fast forward a few years, I've forgotten about Surreal Estate. A mate of mine in Canada who traded cassettes with me included a song on a compilation. I went, oh, what's this? This is amazing. Immediately went online on Discogs or somewhere, found it, ordered it from overseas, bought it, opened it up, went, oh, actually got this. And then he told me he's done the same thing about 100 times. Have you ever done that? It's embarrassing, but I guess it shows you have too much stuff in your collection. Surreal Estate. I can't tell you much about them. That's probably why I've told that long-winded story. A duo that featured Bobby Carr. Now, Bobby Carr, his involvement in music went way back to the late 70s. He was a part of a group called Tontrix, whose members went on to be working with the likes of Julian Cope, Hamby and the Dance, Flock of Seagulls. Bass player went from Tontrix to Flock of Seagulls. Bobby played keyboards with them, as well as Those Naughty Lumps, which I think is a funny name for a band, The Moderates, and of course Surreal Estate. And the 12-inch that Surreal Estate released called Midas Touch is brilliant. I noticed they've got another one from 86. I never knew that. I definitely don't have that. I could buy that and know that I wouldn't be getting a duplicate in my collection. Incidentally, is the track I shared with you from Surreal Estate. We started with Always, Mr. Right on vocals. He's got a very distinctive vocal sound, and I just particularly love the guitar sound in that band too. My Honeymoon Hell from Always. And you can find most of that stuff repackaged, the music of Always, on the Cherry Red imprint. This is Chimes, heard right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now we're off to Sweden. And there was a little label that I stumbled across back in the day and wrote to them. And they sent me a whole bunch of stuff, which was really great. The label being Harry Lime. We'll start with Abel, who, in fact, as I said that, are still making music. They had an album out last year. Anyway, this is from their very first release, Prestigeless Love Sounds, and their sound is a marrying of indie pop with a slightly sort of country bent. And I'll follow that up with something that has more of a typical Swedish indie kind of beefier feel to it, a group called Sally Stream. But let's start with Abel from Prestigeless Love Sounds. Try saying that a few times very quickly. This one is It Might Hurt, But It Won't Get Me Down. Man, that's totally a country song title.
They said I couldn't stick around. Work was slow and hard to find. So I packed my bags and went to check that my girl and child were safe and sound. It blew my mind that I could lose that calm that's so damn hard to find. Where I could be at peace with life, but without a job, what can a man do?
Support it now and then. She said
Sounds of Sally Stream, and unlike their label mates Abel, they seem to have disappeared off the face of the earth after the mid-90s. Played for you the track The Sun. That came out on the compilation of the Harry Lime Records label, In the Limelight. Started with Abel and a beautiful little track, It Might Hurt But It Won't Get Me Down, from 96. But as I said, they were releasing stuff as of last year, so they're obviously still kicking around. Thought I'd play you something from a small forgotten label out of the mid-90s. You've been listening to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget you can get in touch, chimes at 2SER.com. I'll leave you now with a killer dose of UK pop from the Church Grimms. This is Plaster Saint.
Stupid eyes, but lose no sleep. When sensitivity fails, words get cheap. I can try to spin those eyes. Waited, expected at the center of town. That was expecting gaze now. Hits the ground, bell sounds. I know for sure that something about you will never ring true. But you know I